When you testify, there's a little button on the microphone in front of you, and when it's on, if you press that, it'll show red. We're going to talk today about youth homelessness, and it's an issue which we should share a common concern. America's the wealthiest nation in the world, and the prevalence of youth homelessness is shockingly high. And this is not just in larger cities, but smaller communities, rural areas, like much of the area I represent in the state of Vermont. And we're going to hear from several witnesses who are going to speak firsthand about the challenges young people face when they have nowhere to go. They also show the potential that's within young people who face the most harrowing obstacles if they're given a chance. One of these homeless went on to become an Oscar-nominated actor. Another now works with homeless youth in my home state of Vermont. He's on his way to great things. So I look forward to hearing from all of these witnesses. Homeless youth is a problem around the world. It affects these young people most directly while they're homeless, but it really affects and endangers the future as well, theirs and everybody else's. That it remains a problem in our wealthy country means we need to redouble our commitment and our efforts. We need to support those in small towns and communities across the country who work on this problem every day and see it firsthand. Now, the Justice Department estimated that 1.7 million young people either ran away from home or thrown out of their homes in 1999. 1.7 million. Another study suggested a number closer to 2.8 million in 2002. Now, whether you're talking about 1 million or 5 million, young people become homeless for a variety of reasons, including abandonment, running away from an abusive home, having no place to go after they've left state care. An estimated 40 to 60% of homeless kids are expected to experience physical abuse, 17 to 35% experience sexual abuse while on the street. Homeless youth are also at greater risk of mental health problems. Now, many receive vital services in their communities, but a very large number of them remain a hidden population. The Runaway and Homeless Youth Act is the way in which the federal government helps communities across the country protect some of our most vulnerable children. It was first passed the year I was elected to the Senate. That was 1974. We have reauthorized it several times over the years. I've worked with Senator Specter, Senator Hatch, and others on both sides of the aisle, and I hope we can reauthorize it again this year. Now, some have tried to end these programs, but a bipartisan group of senators have said no. This law, the programs it funds, provide a safety net that gives young people a chance to build lives for themselves. It helps reunite youngsters with their families. And considering the increasingly difficult economic conditions as we go into a recession being experienced by so many families around the country, now's the time to recommit ourselves to these programs, not to let these programs expire. Under the Act, every state receives a basic center grant to provide housing and crisis services for runaway and homeless youth and their families. Community-based groups around the country can apply for funding through the Transitional Living Program, Sexual Abuse Prevention Street Outreach Grant Program. Youth provide longer-term housing to homeless youth between 16 and 21, but also to help them become self-sufficient. In Vermont, the Vermont Coalition for Runaways and Homeless Youth, the New England Network for Child, Youth, and Family Services, Spectrum Youth and Family Services in Burlington all receive grants under these programs. They've all provided excellent service. In one recent year, the street outreach programs in Vermont served nearly 10,000 young people. Think of that number. We're a state of only 600,000 people. They've reached out 10,000 young people. Replicate that in the other 49 states or in a country of 300 million. So topics are difficult. They deserve our attention. We have a distinguished panel of witnesses today. From the people working directly with youth on the streets today in rural places like Vermont to those who are lending their names and voices to a worthy cause, it's necessary that we find the ways to approach this. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to introduce each witness, ask them to speak, and then we'll go into questions.